There we go. We are recording this. It's live. We're so live. I'm going to do the thing. Welcome to Spiraling, the Iced Tea Podcast after show where we spill the tea about things that may or may not be figure skating. I am Netta.
I'm Megan. How are you,
And you're
Netta?
Megan. You're Megan. I'm so tired. I didn't really do that. Well, I ran errands all day, but it was really cold out and rainy, and then the rain turned to snow when I was trying to get home, and now I'm fucking exhausted for absolutely no reason.
I was laughing at like seconds before we went live because I've never seen them this tired in my life.
Which is weird because we very much went to graduate school together.
I know, but we also
Like
drank like
I've been
25 bad coffees a day back then, so we were never like tired, tired. We were always just like,
I'm like three coffees deep today.
oh my God.
I'm
But
just
I have my
deeply
Sarah Lawrence shirt
tired.
on, so we have to rally
Yeah,
that
shit.
spirit.
Should we? My shirt says, "Inhale deeply." So I'm gonna bring that energy into this.
Did you get that at the
For those
Imagine
of you who
Dragons
are,
concert? Get it? 'Cause they're
yeah, no,
radioactive. They go.
yeah, this is official Imagine Dragons merch. This is not a bit. I love Imagine Dragons very much. For those of you who are joining us either right now live on Twitch or later in audio or video form, this is our November, I can say words. This is our November Patreon stream where we realized that most of the Grand Prix happened since our last event, since our last stream, so we have to talk about so many things.
Yeah, it's like four events. We're not going to get to everybody, but we're going to do it like honorable mention style, like who we want to talk about that we didn't get a chance to and what we want to talk about. I'm coming from you fr coming at you live from the birthplace of the Iced Tea podcast, my mom's basement. So we're doing it old school today.
Damn, I'm not where I was when this podcast was born because I'm not in my
I've got a
childhood
Mustache.
bedroom. Oh my God, I should have gone to my mom and dad's for this, but I didn't.
Well, you didn't have any reason to because you don't have the colonizer holiday over there.
Yeah, happy colonizer holiday. I'm thankful for this and for us and for podcast and all of that. I did get to have Thanksgiving food this year. In a very convoluted way, because Jamie went back to the UK where one of their friends, who is American, was having Friendsgiving like a week early. And I was like, can I get leftovers? So they transported leftover Thanksgiving food from London to Sofia for me to have. So I had some turkey meatballs and some stuffing and some mac and cheese and some pumpkin pie. And I'm very happy about all of that because I love food.
That's amazing. You know what I ate for Thanksgiving dinner? I had some sides, but I kind of don't like Thanksgiving food. And so I ate leftover
Devastating to
Chinese
me.
food. And like the people at the
I
table were
respect that.
jealous. And like my mom makes a delicious Thanksgiving dinner from what I'm told, but I think everyone was a little jealous of my sesame chicken. So we had Chinese Thanksgiving.
I respect that for you. I also just opened Twitter just to see what's up, and I saw your Matteo Rizzler.
That's why I was late to our pre-stream meeting
You're
is because I had to fire that one
late for
off.
tech. You were late for tech because of Matteo Rizzler.
It's Matteo Rizzler.
I respect that. This is good enough of a segue. Let's talk about some figure skaters.
Let's
Again,
do
in no
it.
particular order, we're just gonna go through everything from France onward. Is that right? That's
Yeah,
right.
that seems right
Everything
to
from France
me.
onward. Yeah. Oh my
So,
God. Hi, welcome. Someone just got here in time to hear
someone's
Matteo
here? Oh no. I'm
Rizzler. Yeah,
sorry.
we have several people watching this happen live in real time, which is always so
Wow.
fun. I'm gonna try to keep an eye on the chat, but I tend to get very distracted with chat, so
I'm like the surprise Pikachu that's
unless
like, we went live, and then I'm like, people are here watching us live.
yeah, God, people are watching us do the television on the television. It's shocking. I'm glowy? Oh my God.
You are. You look like your face. This is like a compliment, but your face reminds me of like when Sabrina Carpenter wears flesh-tone tights so her legs are like shiny. Like that's what your face is giving.
Yeah. I'm wearing Korean foundation. I'm wearing the
Oh.
Tarte, the red egg foundation. It's really good. This is not sponsored. If they would like sponsor me, they should, but it's I got it makes your skin look like this.
Wow, I should get some. I
Anyway,
like
let's
it.
talk about skating. Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's great. It's very good foundation. Thank you for saying that I'm glowy. Okay, starting in France.
Oh no, you froze. And I never know whether who's frozen on Twitch when someone freezes in real
15
life.
years ago. Do
If you freeze in real life, do you
you want
freeze?
to?
If you die on
Yes.
Twitch, do you die in real life?
Yes. Yes, you do. My connection isn't stable, it says, but that has to be fine, and we're going to rally. Okay,
Who are we
here's the
starting
deal. I
on?
want to talk to you about women because
Okay.
I wanna she came in 12th place and she doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, but I'm obsessed with Miss Clemence, mind you.
Me too.
I love her so dearly, and I really hope we get to see more of her in the coming seasons. Because the French women's field has been changing. And I'm very excited about that. And I was so thrilled for her and the fact that she got to skate for a home crowd. And I'm very excited. It's always fun when you see a skater you've never seen on the Grand Prix circuit, which is why I like host picks so much as well.
Yeah, the host picks like really popped off this year. Some of the most enjoyable host picks I've ever seen. And I love that Clémence kind of represents a type of host pick, or really just like any skater who kind of debuts onto the senior scene and then has this very like open, unabashed moment of, I am first and foremost a fan of figure skating and like, I
Yeah.
am losing my shit. I am fangirling. Oh, and I'm also competing, but I'm fangirling that I'm next to these people. Like, I think it's so cute. And it's relatable to me because I too am a fan. I'm not the kind of fan that also gets to like
Yeah.
be in the warm-up group with like my heroes, but you know, that's what I would do were I them. I wouldn't be chill about it.
I think a couple of times during the event as well, I think it was Mark commentating. They're all mixing together because again, it was a billion events this month. But
Well, if it was like an insightful, useful point of backstory, it was probably Mark.
yeah, I think it was Mark who said that she shared that she used to skip school on Friday so she could watch the Grand Prix, and now she gets to be in it. So that's like really, really touching to me as well.
My reaction to that, weirdly enough, was like jealousy that she went to high school in a place close enough to where a Grand Prix was happening that she could do that.
I mean, surely if you get worlds
That's true.
like
We do get worlds. I
soonish.
mean, yeah, it's not. I was like, Boston's far from me, but it's not. I'm literally going there later today. It's an hour drive. It's fine.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Sofia fucking Bulgaria?
Yeah.
No, let's not. What else? Who else do we want to shout out from this? I always love seeing Livia Kaiser.
Yeah.
She just has such like care. She just reminds me of like a figurine in a music box in a way that I enjoy. And
Totally. I think that like all the
I
skaters.
like me and the devil.
Yeah, I think there's something really special about the skaters from like the like Switzerland, Finland, kind of like Scandinavian countries. Not that Switzerland is in Scandinavia, but it in my heart it kind of is because it's got mountains and
Yeah,
I'm American. We didn't study geography.
the mountain, Europe's.
A snowy place. Like I also as a New Hampshire resident, I too live in Scandinavia in a way. Actually, like that's kind of well, that's kind of also like sidebar, not super relevant, but they like invented like the tradition of like skiing, like kind of came to America through my little like region of New Hampshire. And so there's
I
like
love that.
entire there's a little weird village like a few towns over that's fully like a Swiss little village. And
Wow.
like it's weird. So there's weird little pockets of like sometimes I feel like I am in Switzerland. So anyway, I'm basically sisters with Livia Kaiser, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I believe that. What else
Maimi
happened in
Hara was
this?
there.
Maimihara happened. God, it's such a joy that we get to see her compete and skate. I feel like I said that at some other one of the many other things that we've recorded, but it's so funny to me that her short program is called and it's supposed to be this really sad thing. And every time skated halfway through, she's just fucking beaming. Like, which is not to say she's not great at like telling the story of the music, but this particular piece, which is meant to be like morose, she's just there, like so happy to be on the ice. It's very charming.
No, I know. And it's like, obviously, she's not at her full tech, whatever. And
No.
like, I don't know if she will be. I hope she will be at some point. But if not, I'm just excited that
Yeah.
she's there. And she kind of makes like, if whenever I look at
Same.
Mai Mihara at an event, I'm like, well, shit. Like, I'm always like, oh, I can't go to work. I'm chronically ill. And Mai Mihara's like at the Grand Prix. I'm like, damn, I gotta step it up as a chronically ill babe.
Yeah. Yeah. God, yeah. She's an inspiration. That sucks to say about like a person with an illness. I don't take my Mihara to be a inspiration porn situation, but it's just a pleasure to see her back. And she was recovering from a fracture in her ankle as well, so it's not just the chronic illness. It's she's
Likely
just
place
been
for a fracture
having
to be.
yeah, God, ankles happening for skaters. That was a sentence. I love her free skate dress so much because we're so used to seeing her in like the beautiful fairy princess, like pinks and purples and shit. And then she walks out in that striking, sparkly black dress. And it really, really works for me. It's so different and it's really, really good.
It's mother. She's mother, and that's what she deserves.
She is mother.
Sarah Everhart did really well on the circuit this year.
I love this child.
I love her programs, and I've seen some hate for her programs, and I'm like, whatever. You're allowed to have
Why?
opinions. I don't really care. I don't really understand why, though, because I love her programs. They're so like old school, and like I just love like her dresses, like everything. It's so like throwback to me in a way that I'm
I
really enjoying.
agree. I agree. I mean, I'm well on the record as someone who really likes American figure skating as like a style because it's so like classical, but not. It's classical in a different, more contemporary way compared to like the Russian school. And I guess you could like follow that all the way to like different ballet traditions and all of that, but we're not gonna do that. But she does like very much give me that like classic American skating that I really, really enjoy. And I do think her package is wonderful. I'm not gonna talk to you about River Dance. I could, but I'm not gonna, but it just makes me happy. I've
You
never
have
met a River
already.
Dance or a Lord of the Dance program that I don't love deeply. So it just makes me feel things. And her fibroid dress is beautiful. I'm excited. I'm very curious to see what she does at Nationals as well.
Something I was wondering recently is like, do you think, okay, I don't know if we have any fans who are like Gen Z or younger. But if you are, I feel really stupid saying fans. I mean, listeners, I don't want to assume you like us, but if we have any
All of
listeners that
them
are
are
like,
hate listening, every single one of them.
they paid to be here, so they could be like these stupid jerks. But no, I wanted to say like, if anybody is like younger, and didn't like, is it confusing? Is Riverdance confusing? Because for me, it was such a thing, like growing up. Like, it was, you know what I mean? Like, in the 90s, millennials, like, we all grew up with Riverdance. There were like infomercials. Like, I know for me, like, my parents would go see it like once a month. Like, it was I learned how to play all the songs on the piano. It was like a
Aw.
crazy phenomenon. Michael
I
Flatley was like, people wanted to have sex with that weird man because he was good at dancing.
very good at dancing and like high kicking and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was. I'm sure that was a thing in the 90s. I don't know, like in Bulgaria, like it didn't like we didn't get him from our shows or anything. It just kind of was I don't remember how I learned about it. I'm gonna be so very, very honest with you. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you don't have the cultural context of I also wonder if it's different for skating fans, because like even if you're younger, I'm assuming you've
Oh,
seen like
yeah.
Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm
Someone
assuming you
does it
have
like
some
every
sort of
year.
like, oh, this is,
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true. That's
like I'm
probably
sure you
how
have like a,
a lot of
oh,
people learn about it.
this is that Irish music and people wear green and they do the thing. I
It's the
wonder if
only
it's
song we
that.
ever made. Did you ever
Yeah,
see that?
God,
Did you?
there's no other.
Wait, did you ever see that? I wish I could find it, but it was like an Instagram reel. And it was this comedian guy, and he was like doing an impression of like Irish people writing every Irish song ever. And it was like, he was like, we should write a song. And it's like, dee nee 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 nee.
No.
Oh God, I laughed so hard. And this has been me reenacting a reel I saw one
Something I
time.
did want to bring up, and this is a good enough. I respect it. There's a song, there's a piece of music in Lord of the Dance, because Lord of the Dance, again, I know I said I wasn't going to talk about it, but I am. It has like a whole storyline and a plot line and all of that. There is a song, the name of which I'm not going to say because it is very much a slur. It is also the musical that Audra is currently in, so you make your own connections. It's that, but it's the solo dance that Morrigan has, and Morrigan's like the bad bitch of the whole thing, and she does it in like a little red dress, and it's like very sultry. And whenever we get Lord of the Dance programs, we never get that. And my pitch is someone wears a cunty little red dress. I don't know if I can say that on Twitch, but I've done it already. And they do that. And they do that. And they do the, like, we do Lord of the Dance program or like River Dance program, but it's sultry. She's the like one in the red dress with, she always has like a big black wig with like the big curls, and she's bad, you know?
She's
Did
bad.
that.
Oh yeah, I would love that. I would. I also
Oh my
love.
God, someone in chat is learning right here right now from me that Lord of the Dance has a plot line. Yeah, it's a
Does
ballet.
River
Like
Dance,
it
or is it
literally,
the is it just the
it's a whole
second one that
thing
has a
about
story? Does River Dance have a story?
I think River Dance has a story as well, but I don't know the story as well. But Lord
I
of the
might look
Dance
this
is very
up.
much about like two guys who are competing to be the Lord of the Dance. And the title of it is the belt. Like they're competing for the belt, so it's functionally like professional wrestling. They're very much like out there like out dancing each other for the belt.
Well, huge news. Riverdance is
This is
going on
important.
tour, and it's going to be in the Boston area around the same time as Worlds, so that's a big deal.
Oh my God, you should go see it. Wait, hold on. I've always known the story. I've always known like the synopsis, like of Lord of the Dance, but now I'm on Wikipedia and I didn't realize this important part, which is that it doesn't just place in like historical vague Ireland or something. It takes Ireland. This sometimes interpreted as ancient Earth imagery and music, but it's planet Ireland. I think we're meant to assume that it's aliens and they're Irish.
Okay, so you've discovered something about Irish people that we generally try to keep on the down low. So I'm going to need you to be quiet about this. But yes, we are aliens. You think Hozier came from Earth? Come on.
Shit. This is because I've been rewatching The X-Files. Oh no, he slithered here from Eden. Like we know that.
He
Come on,
slithered here from
he's
the
it's been
moon.
hiding in plain sight from planet Ireland. Do
Kim
we have
Cheon.
any other women? Yes, she. Well, yeah, she was fourth at this one, but then she kept winning things.
Oh, she meddles later,
She's
right?
wonderful.
I'm sorry, I've broken the time
She
stream.
meddles later.
That's true. I love her. The whole thing is
Yeah,
like one big soup.
she meddles later.
Shall we talk about men while I have this Wikipedia page open?
Yeah, I. Yes,
Camden didn't
let's
have a
talk
good
about
year,
men.
but he's a successful
Our beautiful
businessman.
son is having a bad year. Yeah, he's a real boy. He wears, I'm assuming, a vest over some fleece or whatever finance bros do. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, so
Person we've
this is
spoken to once, like 5 years ago.
yes, so Stephen Gogolev You need to be aware that Camden's culture is not your costume, and you don't just get to
To
pretend to be a businessman.
pretend to be a businessman.
There are some real businessmen in this sport, and they mean business.
They do mean business. And speaking of men who mean business, Mr. Economy was there.
I was hoping that's where you were going with that.
Yeah, no,
Is he?
Mr. Luke Kikonomi was there. Also, I guess he was hard time at his in 10th place, but I don't
I think he's like
we'll
hot now, which is,
this
I don't
sounds so
know if I'm
ominous,
allowed
but
to
we'll
say
see
that.
what happens at like well, let's see. He's 25 years old. You're allowed to
Oh,
say that.
for sure.
He's fully an adult man. He's my sister's age. Oh God.
He's my
He's
sister.
Amber
You
Glenn's
heard it here
age.
first. Luke Economy is my sister.
Mr. Economy is my sister. I don't know if I have anything. I like his Interstellar. It's interesting to me that we're seeing a lot of like space themes for the men this year. There's like a lot of
And the women.
that and
Well,
the women.
Hannah.
There's like a lot of like space imagery,
And
a lot
I want
of
to say Gubanova is doing a space thing.
is she? I
I
mean,
think
she's
so.
doing. I know. We kind of. She was also at this event. She's been having a bad time, and I, much as I dislike her, I feel for her.
Yeah.
She has been, doing dark, mysterious Indiaba, which. Do we have to talk about that? Probably not.
No, I bothered. Well, I did think it was maybe like a critique of capitalism that she kept falling on money, 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 because that's a huge mood. That's how I feel when I think about the concept of money. It's just like falling on my ass at high speeds. But
I have questions. I'm not like inherently an Adam Solia hater. In fact, I think he's done some very good things. I don't think either one of those programs is one of them. But we're talking about men now and not Nastya Gubanova, so
yeah, and I think I love the Interstellar program. I think I like it more than I like the movie. Is that like controversial that I was kind of like meh on that movie? I feel like everyone loves that movie.
I once it made me very sad.
I think that I think
I
that
remember thinking it was gorgeous because I saw it in very beautiful and
All right, you're freezing up a little bit for me, but I'm getting the gist. I'm getting the gist of what you're saying.
I'm here, yes.
Am I freezing for you?
No, you're good. See, this is hi everyone on
Oh,
the
okay.
stream. This is what you miss when we're not when
This
we're
is what
not
you miss
live
when
is a
I
lot of
edit things
this.
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my thing with I watched Interstellar like a month after my dad died, and I think that I felt like it was too on the nose and obvious to me because I had already been thinking about grief a lot. And so I wonder if I watched it now, if I would just be like, oh yeah, this is
Yeah.
beautiful. I think for me it had the baggage of being about shit I had already been thinking about all the time for like a month and I was sick of.
Yeah.
But music's nice.
Wonder maybe we should watch Interstellar at some point. It did make me
I would
very
love that.
sad
I would love
in like a
that.
cosmic way.
That's
Yeah,
my favorite thing,
let's make
though.
each
That's my
other
favorite
sad.
genre of thing is cosmically sad, as we all know.
Yeah, I love being cosmically sad. Speaking of being cosmically sad, no. we get to see Boyang Jin skate in the year of the Lord 2024. I don't think he's been having the greatest time, although this was the event where he was first after the short. That happened.
Yeah, he
And then it's
mend
been
so
kind of
hard.
downhill from there. Yeah,
But then also
he manned.
he did well at Cup of China. I feel like he
Yeah.
always does well at Cup of China. He's got some sort of like area of effect magic on him where he's just better in his home country.
He like locks in when he knows that the plushy pelting is coming.
Yeah, or like, you know, if he's like if he's I'm sorry to keep bringing up the fucking civilization game this season, but it's Soda Yamamoto's fault. But if he's like a leader in civilization, his special leader trait is like he gets plus five when he's in his home country.
Yeah. I mean, that would make sense with what we've seen. I'm thrilled that he's still out there. I know that sounds so like condescending, but it feels like he's seen so many changes in the sport, and he continues to be here and to appear to seem he seems like he's actively like working on still bettering himself in ways, which
And he
is
is
exciting.
improving. Yeah, and I also think I love the Fought and Lost song. It's I don't know, it's from Ted Lasso. Like
Yes.
that's how I heard about it. But also like my first thought when I heard it on Ted Lasso was like, this is like the stupidest ripoff of like We Are the Champions and like Queen that I've ever heard in my life. And then I found out that it is like kind of Queen. It's like not the singer, obviously it's not
Yeah,
Freddie
but it's
Mercury.
Brand May.
But it's Brian May. And so it's supposed to be like in the style of. And I really love it. I think it's beautiful. I wore that shit out whenever that it was like a, I forget if it was spring or summer, but there was one like week where I just listened to that song constantly. And it makes me laugh because during that week, I interviewed for and did not get a job. And I was like, that's okay. That's
No.
okay. Because you know
Oh,
what?
you fought and you
I fought and I
lost.
lost. Yeah. I'm really happy that Bojang has seems to take to this program very well because I think I would not be able to emotionally handle seeing him flop to this song, to these lyrics.
It's one of those
So.
song it's one of those songs that I'm unsure if we should be skating to, just because if it doesn't work out, it would be, you know,
Yeah, sorry, I
perhaps not
just had to
ideal.
contort myself. I forget that we. Oh, Jesus. All right, hold on. I'm trying to get comfortable without unplugging my microphone by accident because my microphone is 7,000 years old.
Oh, God.
So we're just contorting. I'm doing like a Bielman. Okay.
God. I respect that. I've also
You
been
wait. Now
shifting a
you can
lot
see
'cause I
my
had a really rough
land of all
practice.
pants. You can see my land of all pants.
Oh my God, you are wearing like men's figure skating.
Can I tell you the origin of these pants? I'll tell you guys Patreon because
Because
it's it.
I fell really badly out of skating, and now I can't sit on my butt because it's so pain. So I respect the loads of shifting, because
Yeah, I will tell Patreon if you want to hear this story. I will. I'm saying this as though I have any idea whether I've actually told this on air or not. I probably have told it six times on main feed, and I have no memory of this because I go to a different planet when I'm recording. But I'll tell you now, even though it's an embarrassing story.
Planet
Basically,
Ireland.
I was on planet. Yeah, I go to planet Ireland. You got me. So one time I was driving and I was on a long road trip and I couldn't find a bathroom, in time. I almost found a bathroom in time. I found the bathroom. It was in a Macy's. But it was a little too late and I did end up peeing myself in a Macy's stealthily. I was
Oh.
wearing black pants, so I was able to like very chill, kind of shuffle off to the bathroom, change, and then what I did was it was the bathroom was right next to the pajamas department. And so these bad boys were on sale for $1. And I got these ones specifically because they reminded me of Nathan Chen. So these are my Nathan Chen shame pants.
Your Nathan Chen piss pants.
My Nathan Chen piss pants that I got for $1 and then continued to drive in clean pants. Don't love that we've put the
I
phrase
feel
Nathan
like
Chen
I've
piss
heard
pants
that
in the world.
story.
Oh, you definitely have. I told everybody because it was funny.
Yeah, no, this is not my f Yeah, this is not my favorite thing we've ever done, but I respect it. Many other things happened
Oh, Kazuki Tamono,
at this
what is
event.
he doing? I love what? The feather? Girl, what are you doing?
Have been thinking about the feather. I've been thinking about the feathers. I've been thinking about this costume so much, and I continue to be confused about it.
I think that he did.
I don't know.
It's some kind of it's like you ever see something and you're like, I feel like this is maybe appropriating another culture, but I don't know what the culture is. I think that the culture is like gay Martian. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what is this? What is this? I love it. I don't know what it is.
I know you haven't seen Wicked yet.
I'm seeing it
Stay
tomorrow.
with me, though.
Okay. I mean, I've seen the musical, but.
Yeah, I mean, you know what happens is, hey, spoilers for Wicked for the two people in chat and also whoever's listening. If what happens in plop, and if you're watching in real time, sorry, you're just hearing the spoilers. So the scene where Elphaba gives the monkey w accidental wings, right? And then all the subsequent monkeys as well. The monkeys are the exact same shade of blue as that one feather on Kazuki's costume. So as the monkey starts becoming feather, they're being like, this is Kazuki Tamano. She's made this monkey into a little skater man. So that was my experience with the Wicked movie.
I love
And I
that.
had to share that, and this was my chance to share that it's the same feathers, and it fucked me in a very specific way to witness that.
All right. Well, don't tell PETA that Kazuki Tomono has been plucking feathers from monkeys. But also, I want to say that when you initially said that, I thought that you said that she gave the monkeys wigs. And I was like, they went a different direction than I remember, but
Yeah,
that's
she
interesting.
reads from she reads the book, and all of them end up in like the wizard comes out as like extremely anti-drag, and that's why the whole thing happens. I
Yeah,
don't
it's
know. I
very
don't know where I'm
timely.
going with this bit. Yeah. The Wizard of Oz, famously anti-big performance.
They
Is the
hate
wizard
camp.
in the Wizard of Oz a drag queen? Please discuss.
He's a VTuber because he has like a thing that he has like a big face that he talks through.
No. That's an insane read. A
I know it's,
contemporary
but also,
Wizard of Oz where the Wizard of Oz is a VTuber.
no, listen to me. Listen, did you see what I was tweeting
No, I'm
last night
listening.
on my private Twitter at like 3 in the morning? I had like a mental breakdown because I realized that in The Wizard of Oz, the Scarecrow sings, "With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln." And I'm like, why is Abe Lincoln a figure they know of? There's not America. There's not like Abe Lincoln
Yeah.
exists in Oz.
Well, there is America. There's famously we go from Kansas.
No, but hear me out. Hear me out. Hear me out. So it makes sense in Wizard of Oz, right? Because if you say the whole thing happened in Dorothy's head, Dorothy knows who Abe Lincoln is, right? Which, I mean, good
Yeah.
for her. Like, I don't, I mean, she must read. Nice for her. And then if you, but then now Wicked has introduced the concept that Oz is actually like a real place with lore and stuff that's happening independently of and prior to the arrival of Dorothy. Therefore, why does Fiero know who Abraham Lincoln is? He didn't even go to school practically. And why would he know about
Do
that?
we think someone else at some point ended up in Oz somehow and like vaguely told Fiero about,
The
like, do you think it's
wizard,
the kind of thing
right?
where he it,
No,
well, yeah,
because,
the wizard, yeah, but
yeah, the
like
wizard.
but why would
I don't remember the
I
continuity
don't
of
know.
it. Maybe Lincoln is the
I
name of
don't know why
like,
they would know who Lincoln is.
maybe there's a different Lincoln and it's like
Maybe there's just like a munchkin named Lincoln. Don't worry about
yeah, and
it.
he just, everybody fucking loves that guy. He's so smart. He's thinking
Yeah.
all kinds of thoughts.
Yeah, he's so great.
Anyway.
He was SpongeBob and SpongeBob the Musical. Yeah, I think that concludes France because everyone else we could talk about has meddled after that.
That
So
is truth. That is the truth. Let's talk
moving swiftly
about
on, NHK. God, we're
NHK.
just flying through this. NHK women who were there. God, Yelim Kim is having a bad time, and I feel for her, and I don't know what's going on there.
I
Genuinely
don't
don't.
either. Yeah, I don't. And I just like, I would. I would be very curious to be a fly on the wall and hear if it has anything to do with the other scandal and drama in the Korean Fed earlier this year, or if it's totally different. Like, I have no idea, but I'm just like
If it's like,
so nosy about it.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, she's also has like some. I don't even know if she's had like injury. She's just like not been doing as well. And that sucks because she's like one of the best to ever do it, like in terms of performance and everything. So it's sad. I hope she's taking care of herself and she'll come back stronger and all of that, but she did not have a good time in this Grand Prix circuit at all.
Yeah. I need to talk to you about Lindsay Thorngren.
Please do.
Lindsay Thorngren, first of all, I like her windmills and I'm glad she brought it back. I mean, I don't know if I maybe she could have done something new, but also like I like windmills. I don't know.
Windmills is like one of my least favorite pieces of music.
Really? I think it's I don't know. I have no I really didn't know it at all before I saw Evgenia Medvedeva do it. And I just had never heard it somehow. And so for me, it's just like an interesting skating song.
Something about it just doesn't work with my brain. I think I tweeted it, if it has zero haters, I'm dead at some point. But
You
I do
and
like
Don
Lindsay, so I'm like, I'm
Quixote
on board
fucking
with it. I
hating
just
windmills.
don't like. Yeah, it's me and Don Quixote just like experiencing anti windmill. But she seems to be really connected with it, and it makes sense that she brought it back because it gives her like a very solid start to have that as her short program in this
But
package.
I
And I
need to
buy
talk
it.
about Hozier. I need to talk about the Hozier because I have been dreaming of a like fully realized free skate to
See, this is where we differ
movement.
because I like it.
I hate
Yeah.
it. I hate it. I don't like it.
I like it.
Why
I
do you like
like
it?
it. And
Tell
I
me why you
think it's
like it.
interesting that that sounds so aggressive. I don't know. I just think it works choreo-wise because I can see a world where, okay, let me formulate this. I can see a world where you think, as a choreographer, that the only way to do like anything dance adjacent to a Hozier piece is to be doing what Sergei Polunin did to Take Me to Church before he became a radicalized grade A asshole, because he is now very that, and that sucks. So I respect that it's not trying to be that, and I think it's very clean in a way that lets me like experience the music enough. Without, like, it's not trying to be like senior high school senior dance moms, the this in a way that would be grating to me. I don't know.
See, I
There's
think I
a
want
way to do
that.
like I there's a way to do that I don't think would be achieved well. I'm not saying Lindsay couldn't pull it off. I just With her skating style, I don't think I would buy the like high school senior contemporary lyrical approach to this.
No, I agree with you. I think that the approach they took was the best approach for her, and I think she has a lovely style, and I really like genuinely I think she's awesome, but I don't think this was that she was the one to do it. I
Yeah,
personally just
I can
don't
agree with
like
that.
the choreography of the I can't do it like where she's like boom boom with her arms, like it's very like popping locking. I don't know, I sound fucking stupid, but you know what I mean? It's very like angular, like not voguing, but you know what I mean? Like there's she's making shapes.
Yeah, very old way.
Yeah, and I don't think that fits the music to me. Like it just doesn't. And maybe I've just fantasized so much about what I would want a skating program to that song to look like, 'cause it's one of my favorite songs ever. It also this is so petty of me, but okay, here's what I'll say. I think the cut is fantastic. It's the exact cut I would use. Except at the very end they slow it down inexplicably and that freaks me out.
I
But
agree with that.
like I understand why tactically you would have to do that if you need it to like oh her spinning just needs a little couple seconds whatever but this is so small but it just irks me is that to me okay you know after the bridge and then the choir comes in it's like ah that part in her program she spirals there I want her to spread eagle I want that I want someone to spread eagle or Ina on that I don't know why I just like I need like a
You just need like big open
Yeah,
hips.
I want like an open hips, like boom moment.
I respect that. I think someday we should do a thing where you talk me through exactly what you would like the dream, like the image training of your
This is
dream
what I do in
posier.
the car. I have a whole like long playlist of songs that I would skate to if I was like an elite skater who could like do triples and like just put together like a full routine. And then I like fully choreograph where I would do the jumps, where I would
Sick.
do the spins. Like this is
I
how
love that.
I do a lot of driving in my life, so I have to do that. But anyway,
Yeah.
so it's not really fair for me to say like she didn't read my mind and therefore, but
Yeah, she did. Like, sorry to say that she didn't read your mind.
love her, love the dress. Great gowns,
I
beautiful
love the
gowns.
dress. I'm very excited for her. Beautiful gowns. Again, she's another skater that I'm very, very excited for nationals. And this was a field for those we had. Well, we've talked about both Brady and Alyssa. We talked about both of them last time because they were both at Skate America as well. But I'm very excited for US Nats.
Can I
I
say
think
one?
it's going to be interesting. Yes.
Can I say one thing? Okay. This is maybe controversial. I know I said on, I think it was the Canada episode, I admitted that I've never listened to anyone else's figure skating podcast even once. So open the schools, et cetera. But I do sometimes hear clips when people clip them out and put them on Twitter. And I saw a clip recently that someone posted from Adam and Ashley's podcast where they were talking about how they feel like Alyssa and Monet Chiba, which first of all, Adam pronounces it like Mona, like she's someone's like Italian Nana, which makes me laugh. But yeah, how Alyssa and Monet need to go to a real nightclub. And like, I think that's fantastic advice. But I'm sure Alyssa's been to a nightclub. Like, she has a cool Instagram.
I say this so respectfully. I do not think Alyssa Liu has been to a nightclub because I think she's the kind of Gen Z who parties in a parking lot.
Oh.
I know I have I'm not friends with them because I'm 31 years old and that would be weird, but I know like in the general like Sofia queer scene, younger people who are very much like people that I think would be friends with Alyssa. And I know the type of partying they do, and there's usually no nightclubs involved.
Are they, friends of Alyssa,
They are friends
aka
of Alyssa,
having
yes.
like drinking and taking blurry pictures in a parking lot?
Yeah, that and like house parties, and they're like very elaborate house parties with like themes and everything. Like it'll be like, we're doing Y2K, and everyone like dresses up in the aesthetic, but they go to like someone's house and take like pictures with the flash on and everything. It's deeply charming. However, Alyssa is of legal drinking age in Europe, and I think that
Is she not
she
in
should.
America? I thought she was 21.
No, she's 19.
What is
Yeah.
time,
Yeah,
even?
she's tiny baby,
Well, we have 18 plus nights at
but
clubs. She can
yeah.
go to.
She can go, and similarly for Monet, they're both 05 babies, so they can both hit a club.
But
Everyone
the
go to
funny,
a
I don't
club.
know.
I
Did
think,
you hear this club?
especially
I'm t I
with.
mean, did you hear this clip I'm talking about with Adam and
Yes.
Ashley? I
Yes, they
love their
did. Yes, they
evaluation
did.
of Luna has to take her clubbing, but not Ekaterina Kurikova because she would know weird clubs. I think that's so funny. This is why I don't watch or listen to
Yeah,
other
I
people's
do.
content, though, because I know I would just say it on mine, and that's what I'm doing.
I do take offense as a Eastern European because God knows we know how to party, but I do think that Katya Kurikova would know some weird spots.
I
However, if
feel
anyone wants
like.
to go to party, if anyone wants to go to party in Eastern
In
Europe, you can
Bulgaria,
hit me up.
party goes to
I know where
you.
the in
That was
Bulgaria,
Italian. I
party
can't.
takes you.
Yeah, I don't know why that was Italian. I
I
still
don't
can't do your
know.
accent, but maybe that's for the best.
Yeah, God, that I would unalive myself so
I
fast that
haven't
I'm like
tried,
you're a
is probably
Swiss. I can't
why.
say what I would. Yeah, please don't. Do you want to talk about
I.
men who were in Japan?
Yes. So wait, am I? No. I went to Finland by mistake. Classic mistake.
Go, come
Okay.
back.
I'm back here. I'm
Come
back here with
back. We're
you.
still in Japan.
I'm back here with you. Can I talk for a
We're still in the
second?
club. We're still
I
in
need
Japan.
In Japan, we all fam. I need to talk about not even specifically Gabriele Frangipani as a as an individual, but his, the way that commentator Chris loves this man. I don't look, Gabriele Frangipani, lovely skater. I do not understand the degree of stanning that commentator Chris is like just foaming at the mouth over Gabriele. It's kind of great. I love it when a commentator has like a random fave and a random beef, like the way that like Ted just fucking hates Nika and
Yeah.
Gads.
Which is respectable
He's
and
come a long way
sinking.
on Atari. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I get it. I've always enjoyed Gabriele. I think he is fun. And I also do think it's very funny when a commentator has like a personal favorite that you can say is their personal favorite.
Yeah,
I wonder if commentator Chris, like, because he had that. Did he? Was it him? Was it him with the Peaky Blinders program? Yes, it was. That's British. I wonder if commentator Chris saw that and was like, yes, I will be appreciating this. I don't know. That was
maybe.
like ages ago. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. Hold on. I have to make my window bigger. Tomoki didn't have a great event, but I feel like he did better this season than he has been so
Yeah.
far. So
I don't know.
far.
He's had some very good skates and then some questionable moments. I really like his short, the super bad.
It's so good.
I think it makes sense and I enjoy it greatly. What else happened? We've talked about Jason.
We've talked about Jason. We've talked about Cal,
I can
right? Or
always
have we
talk about
not?
Jason
Have we
more.
not talked about Cal?
Yeah,
Now
we
I'm like
have.
losing my
No,
mind.
we have. We have.
He's
No,
just
we
always,
have. We've talked
yeah,
about most of those people.
yeah. Matteo Risler is great,
Matteo
and I love him.
Risler, he is great and I love him. I am mad at him because he continuously makes me cry while listening to Coldplay, which is not my favorite. But he did very much do that. Again, it's
My
kind of
favorite
an ongoing
moment. Oh, sorry, go
theme.
ahead. Yeah. My favorite
No,
moment
that's
of
it.
his Two Men in Love is when he's right about to start the step sequence, right before the like, I'm in love. And he's in the his dad is like right behind him, like slamming, like, let's go. And it's so funny to see like an aggressive screaming sports dad in a kid's ear right before they're about to do a step sequence about being gay. I was like, this is the future that liberals want. I love this.
Like a supportive dad who's like, yeah, he's like the kind of dad who comes with you to Pride. Again, we have to say, but like we,
We
as far
don't
as we know,
know.
Matteo is a straight man. He's had like several girlfriends that we've like seen on the internet and everything. But something about that music really clicks for him, and it's very emotional. It makes me very emotional, and it's good. He's one of those people who's really found, I think, his niche with like big, like sad contemporary indie pop about being sad and or gay. Like it works out for him.
I do miss the Queen
And
era, but like maybe we'll get Queen again one day.
yeah.
We'll get the up tempo. I love that with the arrows. That was the best,
Yeah.
but
That or his Zitti e Buoni. Like there's I like when he I think his two modes are like sad boy indie pop and like rock and roll. And I do wish we were seeing a little bit more rock and roll, but if where he is right now is needing to be holding space for the lyrics of Fix You by Coldplay, I respect that. As someone in queer media, I respect that.
I've
Have you
seen a
thought about
couple
the fact
posts
that we're
about it.
literally in queer media?
Yes, I have.
Have you considered that? Have you considered the fact that we are, in fact, in queer media?
I have. Anyway, Andrew Torgashev has done awesome this year and is next on call to the
Andrew
Grand Prix
Torgashev is
final.
one withdrawal. There is only one thing that adult man Billy Elliot can do, and that's withdrawal, so I can get Torgs in the final. I'm not even gonna be cutesy about it. Like, please God, I deserve this so badly.
I
Like, I
know, he's
don't
just
wish
killing it.
anything bad to happen to that Italian man. However, if we could get Torx in the final, I think that'd be such a funny turn of event for everyone. Please, God,
Yeah.
please.
Yeah.
Now we're in Finland.
Now we're in Finland. What happened with women there? I love all of the Finnish women. They're like so
Me
their beauty and their
too.
grace. Sometimes with a host pick, it's like, okay, so the caliber isn't totally there and we're enjoying watching somebody new and whatever, but I always feel like the Finnish women are always like, I'm like this enraptured. They're like mesmerized.
I walked away from this event having like strong opinions about Finnish nationals, which I have no idea when that's happening, but I would like to find out just so I can like follow along the ISU results, because I'm sure there's not going to be a live stream or anything. But I have strong feelings. I found myself getting genuinely emotional because Jaana Jyrkänen now looks like a whole woman. I remember the first time we saw her and she was like this teeny tiny little blonde girly, and now she's a woman, which sounds so weird. I swear to God, I don't mean it in like any bizarre, like, oh, she's so mature kind of way. She's 17 years old, but she's like, she's gotten taller and she looks like more solid in her like senior skating skills. And I felt like really emotional about that. I also love Nella Palkkonen.
I love
I
her.
think she's so beautiful and she has like such poise and like command
And
on the
Olivia. I
ice.
liked Olivia. I'd never seen
And
her before.
Olivia, I
I
yeah,
liked her.
Olivia was like the new one to for me. I'd never seen her skate before. She didn't have the greatest time, but she got to be on the Grand Prix, and I'm now very invested in where and what happens to the Finnish women. I genuinely, the second we're done here, will be Googling when are Finnish nationals because I care
Oh
deeply.
yeah. Shall we?
A lot of the rest of this was the same
Yeah, I was gonna
people.
say I was looking at the men. I don't know if there's anyone on there that I
No.
haven't seen.
Well, the important thing we have to say is that we hope that Jung Hwan is okay.
Yeah, I missed him.
He withdrew after the short citing injury. Because I don't think it's legal to cite highway robbery of PCS. I don't think you can say you're withdrawing because you've been robbed. I don't think that's allowed. I don't know why he keeps getting snubbed like that. And I desperately hope that we get to see him back at full force and healthy. I want just one video of his natural. The ch chat agrees with me, and I'm grateful. I just want one run of his natural that is completely clean, because I need to show it to many people because I think it's inspired. And we all know I like that song. So,
It just
yes.
now I need to hear the word natural as a noun. All I can think of is like big naturals. So there's a joke there somewhere, but I'm not gonna make it
I mean, the joke
because I'm
is if you,
classy.
yeah, if you ever see, there's a very specific niche on TikTok, which is just people posting clips from Imagine Dragons concerts, because Deanne of Imagine Dragons loves chatting to the audience mid concert. You can tell he grew up Mormon because he has like big, beautiful preacher voice. He's usually out there with his titties out. So those are the naturals, the big naturals. He is so strong.
Perfect.
He has ankylosing spondylitis, which is an autoimmune thing that my sister also has. And he took up like Pilates and working out to stay in shape so he can sing. And he is simply so buff because he. Speaking of people with chronic illnesses who are doing so much, it's.
You froze, so I assume the last part of that was you and me. But who else has chronic illnesses and is doing so much?
From Imagine Dragons, much sport, and from Imagine Dragons, also chatting ch chat to say the people in chat are saying that ankylosing spondylitis sounds like a dragon dinosaur, and I
It
agree with
is.
that as well.
It definitely is.
What else happened? Who else was there?
I'm already in
Volker
China at this point.
Virtanen,
Oh yeah, he's still
Volker
alive.
for Volker Virtanen is a whole man, father, a doctor, DER, a medic for his local hockey team. And happens to still be competing, and respect that so much.
I do too. I hope he
That's all
never
I have to
retires. I
add.
seriously hope he never retires. I just think it would be awesome to have a skater who never retires.
I hope he's like 65 years old, still fucking host pick. Oh, and his yes, I'm being reminded by the chat his wife is his coach. So it's even more he, what a life. What a
What a
life.
life. Happy wife, happy coach is
Yeah.
what they
God,
say. I'm
imagine.
hearing.
Streets are saying,
You're hearing it more and
okay,
more. All right.
we're almost there. We're almost there. We're in China. China just happened like what, like 2 weeks ago? I
Yeah, we
know how
haven't even
time
recorded
works.
our China episode yet, but because I've been traveling
But
so
we're
much.
doing things backwards.
We
Yeah, because
are.
holidays, because that's allowed.
I love
What
An
happened in China?
Chengyi so much. Mimi, my daughter, with the weird
I'm
tentacle
so happy
dress.
that we've gotten to see her grow from like cute like online sensation into like a very serious competitor, which is enjoyable to be. I think I said that on Twitter, but I think skating Curse of the Golden Flower while actively covered in golden flowers is a power move, and I respect it. I would usually say that it's like a little too literal to be like, well, the song is called Golden Flowers, let's put her in a yellow dress with flowers on it. But I think in this particular case, it works really well, and I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah, also it's because it's a great dress and she's known for her great dresses, so I trust her with that. And also not everyone can pull off that shade of yellow, and so if you can, it's just kind of a serve anyway. Like you should.
I'm also so happy to see a beautiful yellow dress on ice without being forced to listen to La La Land, which is what usually happens when I see a yellow dress. So I'm always gonna welcome that. What else happened? There were so many tangos at this event. I'm not even gonna
Yeah.
talk about like the menning and the and how fucking stressful this was. We're gonna talk about how stressful it was on the main feed. I'm gonna choose to ignore the fucking nail biter that this was, and the how close everyone was after the short.
That was the crazy part for me, is how close everybody was after the short. It was 0.02 between first and second after the short, and like 1 point between the top, like what, how many women? Like four, five, six, five.
It was like 3 points between like the top six, which is insane. And it was insane, and I had a whole experience. I went full in Audi for the free skate. I was weeping the whole time. It was great. But in order to get there, we've talked about just about everyone because it was the final event before the final. So we've
Yeah.
seen basically everyone at least once at this point, excluding the host picks. I desperately want Maddie Skeezes to have a better time. She had a good time. It was just a very deep field. And I want her to be having a better time because I love her so much.
Yeah, and she's a skater who's hard on herself, and so like if there's even one tiny mistake, she just looks pissed at the end. I'm just like, I respect that. Like, but then it's like as a you want to just see her skate clean so she can be happy, you know?
Because when she is pleased with herself, that's like as expressive and you can like see it as much. And I find her delightful. I really like her Danse Macabre, and I really want to see it like perform to its full ability, because it wasn't bad in China, but I know that it can be more, and I desperately want to see that. It's just nice. I don't know. I see myself represented in this mean clockwise brunette, and I want her to do well.
Yeah, I feel like we've kind of talked about
Yeah,
mostly
just about
everybody
everyone.
else. Yeah, for guys, I just want to quickly say Nikolai Memela, he confuses me so much because he's so
Why?
leggy. Because I don't
He is leggy.
he has the straight stiff legs of like a really heterosexual 90s male skater. And like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like back when they used to just have like really straight legs and it was ugly. But also like, and so his jumps are like, what am I looking at? And then he's also so expressive. It's like in a, he's in and
He
out of like the
is.
most brilliant balletic. I'm so excited for it to click for
He
him.
has also in chat is people, the fine people in chat.
He's
I
in
don't know who's in
chat.
chat, so I'm just, no, he's not. But the fine people in chat are also agreeing with you that he's leggy. And by leggy, we do mean he is 6 feet five, Which is insane for a normal person, let alone for a skater. Like,
It's like,
that's too, like
oh.
for my beautiful Europeans, that's 1.95 meters. That's almost 2 meters tall. That's too much.
I'm not gonna say that's too tall because I'm not gonna body shame, but like sometimes when I'm around people that tall, I get a little scared.
Yeah, that's a full like 40 centimeters taller than me, and that scares me.
Yeah, I think the thing that we have to talk about though, and I think it would be a great way to finish, is this viral moment of him at the banquet getting hip bumped by a bunch of like beautiful Chinese women.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on there. I don't know if people in the chat know what's going on, but it's just like it's mostly Matteo Rizzo just like peeing his pants laughing.
Matteo just fucking dying next to him is
It's
I
great.
someone in chat is asking if it's on the Instagram. I have no idea where it came from. I saw the video on
I've seen it on Twitter a
Twitter.
bunch. Hold on. Let me see. Maybe we can put it into the chat. I'm sure I can find
Let's
it.
try to find it. It's so funny because it's like clearly, you know how at like banquets they always have like some sort of, you know, host country does some sort of performance or something.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay. I thought
Like
maybe it was
there's
his
always like
birthday and they were singing to him for his birthday. Okay, I got it. I'm going
there's
to
always
send
like
it.
some sort of thing that happens, but in this particular case he's surrounded by women in like full like garb. I don't know what it's called, but like full
I
like
texted you the link if
yes.
you want to put it in the
Okay, I
chat.
will put it in chat right now. There we go, chat.
His face is so good. He's just so embarrassed.
He is, something is happening to him. Mateo is fucking dying.
He's
It's
crying.
delightful. I've been missing, like, obviously it understandable why we couldn't have that for a while, but I've been missing like banquet
Me
like
too.
content. And we've been seeing
Yeah.
so much like skaters making TikToks with each other and like sharing selfies, and like everyone's doing like the photo dumps where you can see like, you know, chaotic moments from the event. I will say Cup of China was also great for that because at the end of each broadcast, they would have that like weird montage of like backstage footage and shit, which is precious. Like, I like it's very humanizing. It's like what we aim to do, you know, is like seeing those people outside of like the 3 minutes where they have to like lock in so hard. So I find that very charming.
Yeah, and I think that that's I think it's smart to feature that insofar as the skaters are comfortable with that because I think that that's what makes the Olympics so popular is that you get to see like the
Yeah.
skaters and hear their story. I mean, the athletes, there are athletes outside of skating, believe it or not, and hear their stories and see them be people. And so I think as much as we can do that
Yeah.
in skating, that's, it's fun.
I it always like endears me to everyone a lot more, and it makes me care about the performance aspect as well. Much, much more. That covers it. That covers it. Before we sign off, do you want to do some real quick what the fuck is happening in the final
Oh,
predictions? Or not
yeah.
predictions, just talking about it. So women's final will be Japanese nationals featuring Amber Glenn,
Love it.
which love it. I whatever happens, I'll be at peace with.
Yeah, for me,
And
that,
we'll
like
talk about
that.
that more when we cover China podium.
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, yeah, we'll talk about it more, but the big thing for me with the women was I really, really, really wanted Rino Matsuike to make it because to me she had some of the best
Yeah.
skates of the entire Grand Prix point blank. And so it would have felt like a real crime if she didn't make it, even though obviously, like, the people that she beat out to get there were obviously also incredible and I would have loved to see any of them.
Yeah.
It would have felt wrong if Rino wasn't in the final. So that was
I
for me, I was
agree.
like,
Yeah. I agree. I think considering how everyone has been skating, I think this final six makes perfect sense. The fine folks in chat are saying that they'd be at peace with women if everyone has a good day. They just don't want anyone to flop. And I agree with that. I want this to be like a contentious tight field because I feel like any one of them could lock in. And
yeah.
I think that's very exciting. And then there's men. There's men where well, first of all, Adam has withdrawn. He has been allowed by the French Federation to rest his ankle, and I think that's so smart. I would have hated to see him push through it just because it's in France.
Yeah.
We do unfortunately have Kevin there, so there will be someone to be like, oh my God, it's home final,
Oh my
like
God, it's a
whatever that's
France.
gonna happen. It's a France. And honestly, like for Kevin, it's even more like home final because he does train in Grenoble where the final is. Like he trains at that rank. So like if we're gonna have that story, we have it with him. I'm very glad that they're letting Adam rest. I hope he continues to rest before we get to like Euros, Worlds, etc. I don't know. Maybe that's, I'm not gloating and I really genuinely hope he feels well. Maybe this is a good time to contemplate why you're putting your ankles through so many backflips. I don't know. Just
Yeah.
floating it out there.
One thing I thought was funny was the way when Mark was talking about the backflip in the short program, or no, yeah, in the short program and
And the
the alien in distress,
Yes.
and how he does the backflip on the lyric of like the world is upside down, and how that's he Adam had thought maybe I won't do a backflip, but no, it works choreographically with the music, and then in the free he just does one for shits anyway, and I'm like, okay, well, so much for that.
I don't know. I'm not even gonna like, let's not open the Pandora's box that is backflips. I don't think they look pretty. I have never been like on the ice because figure skates are heavy. I don't know if you know that. It doesn't have like the magical lightness that it has when you watch like a gymnast doing like a bunch of backflips because there is like the lumbering of like 3 kilos worth of boot and blade. And I do know, I've never seen, including Surya, including like anyone who's done a backflip on ice, I don't think they ever look pretty. And I don't care for them. And that's all I have to say about that.
They're only fun because they used to be forbidden. And so when someone would do it, it was fun because it was like, oh, and now it's like,
And now we just get one. And it's like, yay, we're like in the second half of the skate. And like, he's done all the jumps. Here it comes. Yay. And it's
it's
no longer
giving,
special.
like, speaking of being like roughly new to drinking age, it's giving like the first few like horrible like cocktails you have, like not even cocktails, they're like the ones that come in like the glass bottles, and how you think that that's so exciting, and then looking back you're like, that was vile. It was just only exciting because it felt like forbidden and new, you know?
There is better drinks to be having and better figure skating elements to enjoy. And I think this concludes the this.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Mikhail Shaidorov,
Oh my God.
Shai-Hulud
I'm
Dorov.
thrilled for him. I'm so happy. He's so fucking charming. And he honestly should have earned this even without the withdrawal. So
Yeah, the triple axel quad toe. Someone come up with a cool nickname for him. I mean, I personally think Shai-Hulud Dorov is fucking great, night because I came up with it. But we need something Quad King adjacent for him because it's funny to me that there's a person named the Quad King, and then at the same time somebody else did a different new quad thing that he hasn't done yet. And I just think that's funny.
don't let Tilia get any ideas because I bet you he's gonna attempt it at like the final because he's like that. I want to talk to you real quick about the weekend that I'm about to have next week, which is that I get to. Oh my God. Yeah. Someone in chat says the way that Mikhail's triple axel quad toe looks so fucking easy. Like, we got to talk about that. Like, the fact that the first time he did it, Mark wasn't even sure it happened.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's the quality of it is. I really hope that's like becomes part of the conversation here. We all know it would be if he was of a bigger fed. But anyway, before we conclude this, I do want to share this. I get to watch all of the final happen. And then my skating competition is the same weekend, but my group goes on Sunday. So I'm not going to have to miss any of the final because I was really scared that I was going to have to like actively be at the rink while someone is skating if it had been on Saturday. But lucky for me, I get to know who won everything, and then I get to also compete, which is very fun and exciting.
And you're gonna win everything.
I really hope so. There is more people in my group, in my like age slash skill group this time around. But I'm feeling good, feeling solid. Oh my God, thank you, chat. I will report back hopefully with some color of medal,
Yay.
in a little over a week.
Amazing.
Should we sign off? Is this
We
it?
should. I think this is it. Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you for joining us. It's so fun. We're becoming real Twitch streamers. We're like, hey, chat. Like, oh my God, the people of chat are saying this and that.
I know.
Thank you for joining us. And if you are listening or watching the VOD after the fact, thank you for joining us as well. You are the reason why we keep the lights on in the metaphorical studio. And we're very, very thankful for you, especially this week of giving American thanks, but also every other week.
Giving
And we'll
American
be.
thanks.
We'll be on the internet somewhere, covering whatever happens with the bloodbath that will be the final. And then we'll be back here next month for some festive streaming.
For
Oh my God, we
the
got to
most
like
wonderful time of the year, Japanese nationals and
most.
the weird commercials that air.
Oh my
No, I
God,
love my Japanese nationals commercials.
my favorite time of year is when I'm home full of Christmas food, watching Japanese commercials at like 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
Cherished.
like that's truly the holidays to me, so.
Tis the season. Okay, well, thank you everyone so much for joining us. And we'll see you very, very soon. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
I can stop the stream.